Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I am so happy to be on my honeymoon right now in Anguilla. I did pre-record this, so I wasn't working during this time. Don't fret. But I can only imagine that I'm the happiest person in the world right now and very sad that we'll be leaving tomorrow. Today's episode is Arielle Vandenberg. She is somebody that I've been a huge fan of for so long. And you know how they say, like, don't meet your, you know, your idols or whatever it is? Arielle is a dream. Like, she is so sweet. She is so kind. She's everything that you'd expect her to be. And I've recorded with a lot of people who, you know, are like, I don't know, whatever. And a lot of the time, like well-known or famous or whatever. And a lot of the time, like, I'm disappointed. But she was so wonderful and so gracious. And I really, really loved recording with her. So I'm really excited for you to hear what she has to say. And I just feel really grateful to have been able to pin her down, because that was like, so like that's huge. And I really, really love her. And I love that she's the host of Love Island USA. Before we get into the episode, I'm going to answer a few of your questions from last week that I didn't get to on last week's solo. So one of them was, do the rules change as you get older, like 20s versus 30s? They actually don't. So that's like kind of an easy answer. They don't change. The only thing that's different is college. Like, college, kind of anything goes really, but in your 20s and your 30s, the rules stay the same. And that's what is great about the rules, is that they're so like tried and true. Advice for young moms dating. I'm not a young mom, so I am not qualified. But what I will say is, like, same thing with the rules, but add in like your kids. Like, you know, I think because of having kids, it's important to talk about maybe more serious topics early on, like whether or not you want to have more kids, or, you know, if they would be okay taking care of a kid that's not theirs and things like that. But I still don't think that you need to get into that until you know you like each other. So I would give it like 2 to 3 dates at least. And then I wouldn't introduce your kid to anyone until you like really take them seriously, until like maybe official or like just about to be, because I feel like that if I were dating someone with a kid and they introduced me, I'd be like, okay, I'm in. Like, and I feel like you need to earn that, especially depending on the age of your kid. Like, if your kid is old enough to remember them, then like, that's kind of not great to do unless you know that this is someone, you know, who's legit, because you don't want your kid to feel like they miss someone once they're gone. Okay, wedding rules. So I found this TikTok about wedding rules, and it lists all these rules for weddings, which like I guess I knew there were rules, like unwritten rules for weddings, but I didn't know some of the other ones. So the first one is no kids, some exceptions. I agree with this 100%. We didn't have kids at our wedding. We had my niece and nephew walk down the aisle, but then they went to bed. And we had a 10 and 12 year old at our wedding who are basically adults to me. They're my favorite people in the world. And I call them the littles. I actually met them in Anguilla like 6 years ago and have known them their whole lives. And they, you know, when kids are just really smart and act like adults, like that's them. Don't wear white. Obviously agree with this one. Bridesmaids can pick their outfit, just match color. Yeah, this makes sense. I mean, this is what I did. I just gave them colors. But then they still like sent them to me and whatnot. No one else wears white. Yeah, that's the same thing as don't wear white. If you weren't invited, you're not welcome. Well, of course, I'd hope so. No garter. Agreed. I feel like that's such an old tradition. Like I do not know. Bridesmaids are all rainbow. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming this means all different colors, but no, I feel like you should stick to like two or three. Mom has creative say over everything day of. I feel like this really depends on who your mom is. Take advantage of open bar. Well, obviously, I'd hope if like, you know, the people paying for an open bar that people take advantage. And then the last rule is no big announcements at the wedding. I mean, who's announcing something at someone else's wedding? Like 100% agree with all those rules. I think they're pretty standard. Bachelorette trips, do's and don'ts. Okay, do bring the fucking energy. Like you better be hype ladies or men if it's a bachelor trip, 1000%. Don't post pictures that are incriminating. Like for example, I got in major trouble for posting a picture of a stripper at my friend's bachelorette recently. And we worked it out, whatever, but like, I'm not good on my front, I guess, if they don't want people to know that there was one, right? So like, make sure that if your phones are out during incriminating activities, you okay it with the groom or the bride if you can post those activities. Other bachelorette trips or batch, I'm going to say batch. So it's like for bachelorette and bachelor. Do split everything, like, of course. Do not come if you're not going to be fun and bring the, like, if you're coming because you feel like you have to, don't come. Like, this is a trip for everyone to enjoy or a day for everyone to enjoy. Don't be falling asleep at the table or something. If you're tired, go home. The people that aren't tired will stay. Don't get too drunk. Nobody wants to deal with like the drunk girl at the party. And unless you're the bachelorette or the bachelor, like you have no right to be getting so fucked up that people have to take care of you. Like absolutely not. Somebody said your relationship appears perfect. How to shed light on some obstacles. Well, that's a lot of relationships on social media, right? Like I feel like they all appear perfect because I'm not going to get on Instagram when I'm fighting with Steven and be like, we just had a fight. Tell me if I'm wrong or right. Well, sometimes I'll do it in a poll question, but our relationship is definitely not perfect. No relationship is. We have to work at it all the time. But I will say that Steven is an amazing, amazing partner, and he makes it so easy to be in a relationship with him. He's accommodating. He is sweet. He is hardworking. He doesn't rock the boat. He doesn't curse at me. He's not scary and hard to talk to when I have something I want to say. You know, he really makes it so easy. Having said that, like we, you know, it's crazy that we're married now, but we definitely had some ups and downs before being engaged. And even being engaged, even planning a wedding, I think. So there was a moment where I literally thought he was going to break up with me. We were at another wedding and there was just so much tension. I could feel that we were just not vibing at all. And I was like on the dance floor and he was like, where were you? But I was like changing my shoes. Like, it was like, we were like fighting that night. And then I remember I asked him, like, I brought it up to him. I was like, what's going on? Like, something's off. And he was like, nothing. And then like later that day, he was like, okay, yeah, like something's wrong. I'm just like really worried because I feel like we've been fighting a lot recently. In my mind, like I come from a family that's always yelling and always screaming and like always like fighting. And if you weren't in our family, you would think that we were fighting all the time, but it's love. Like we love each other. That's like how we communicate. And so I guess I'd been snapping at Steven like the way that like I am with my family and we are with each other. And he thought that because of that, like that meant we were fighting. And granted, like I was a little extra that week. I think I like blew up at him and like scarily for something ridiculous. But it made me so, first of all, grateful that he brought it up, because like so many people will internalize something and then like start resentment lists in their head about you. And that's how relationships end. And second of all, I was like, oh my God, like that to me wasn't fighting. But if that's fighting to him, then I need to change how I communicate, because I don't want him to think that I'm like fighting with him, you know? And then there was stuff around the wedding. Like, you know, he's a pleaser, like a people pleaser. And I am to an extent, but he is way more than I am. So he doesn't like to rock the boat at all when it comes to like making our families happy about X, Y, and Z. So like he, let's say like wanted, like let's say his family wanted someone to walk down the aisle that like we didn't plan for or whatever. And we're like on this tight schedule. Like that's like a fight that we would have. Or with the seating, like I'm like, I want to sit with my friends. And he's like, no, we got to sit with my friends. And like, you know, that's standard stuff. But like, I guess my point is that like no relationship is perfect. And like the other night we had a fight, like pre-wedding, we had a fight and I was like, good night. And he was like, I don't want to go to bed angry. And I think that's like what it takes is one or hopefully both people like not wanting to go to bed angry and wanting to resolve that fight. And I think just the willingness to work it out is so, so important. But I hope that you know that no relationship is perfect and not to compare, but that you also shouldn't settle for someone that is the worst, you know, like, cause you should think that your partner's the best. And I hope that was helpful. And I'm so excited for you to hear Arielle. I can't believe my wedding is over. Like, what? It's crazy. And everyone's like, when are you going to start trying? Like, when are you going off birth control and like all this stuff? And it's like, you know what? Give me 5 seconds to be married. But whenever I do, I know for sure that I need to be using like multivitamins more and probiotics more and just like all of the supplements needed, like the prenatals. And every single person I've spoken to is like, you have to use Ritual. It's just like a non-negotiable. It's Ritual or nothing. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because it's amazing and it's like essential. And I'm like, but tell me more. And they're like, over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. And 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. And I'm like, what? And they're like, no, you need omega-3s because you need to help fill nutrient gaps in your diets. And they support brain health, bone health, blood health, and antioxidant support. And like, that's crucial. So I think that I need to start being a lot more regular with my vitamins. And I feel like you should too. So my listeners are getting a very special perk from Ritual. If you go to ritual.com/acme, you get 10% off your first 3 months, not one, not two, but 3 months. If you go to ritual.com/acme and turn your healthy habits into a ritual, that's 10% off at ritual.com/acme now. Check it out. I feel like I need to reel it in with my grocery shopping. Like if I forget something, I'm then going grocery shopping every single day, as opposed to doing one day of the week and getting everything for that week and maybe even beyond, you know, like getting things with a bigger shelf life, etc. And with Imperfect Foods, which I've been using recently, I've been so much better because it delivers weekly and it's just like all of the food I need. Like I don't need to then run out and get more because it's everything. It's a grocery delivery service offering an entire line of sustainable groceries that taste delicious and they reduce waste. Like I'm all about trying to make a difference in our food system because I think that it makes you feel good knowing that you're, you know, doing service to the world and the food tastes really good. Like I ordered their dry mango and I love it because I know that like this dried mango otherwise would have been thrown out because it's not like the perfect dried mango, but I get to enjoy it and it tastes just the same. It's amazing. Like 35% of the food supply went unsold or uneaten in the US. And that's why Imperfect Foods is working to turn this around by sourcing foods that would otherwise be falling through the cracks of our food system. You just have to go to imperfectfoods.com and check out to see if they deliver in your area. Once you sign up, you personalize your weekly grocery order with seasonal produce that's fresh, pantry staples, and yummy snacks. I also love their almond butter. It just like hits differently, you know? I use it every morning for my little yogurt bowl. And you're doing good for the world. Did I mention that? It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? Join the movement and get 20% off your first four orders. Did you hear that? Not one order, four orders. When you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code ACME, that's 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com and use promo code ACME. Imperfectfoods.com and use ACME now.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with someone I'm such a huge fan of, Arielle Vandenberg, and she has so many hats. So I chose to introduce her as the host of Love Island USA.
Okay, I'll take it.
I don't even know where to get started. I have so many questions for you, but we usually do the basics, even though this is definitely Googleable. Arielle, how old are you and where are you from?
We should probably get started on why I look like this.
Well, we love your headphones.
I know, I'm just kidding. So what did you say? What did you say?
I asked how old you are and where are you from. I know we're not supposed to like ask, like, but it's like, you know, it's just relatable. So you could be like, I'm in my 20s and no one would know the difference.
I am 35 and I am proud of it.
Yes.
I am 30 fucking five. No, I'm 35 and I live in LA and I'm from LA.
Oh, amazing. I didn't realize you were from there too.
Yeah. Yeah, born and raised, sister.
Love it. So is like acting and you know, like movie, TV stuff in your family?
Not in my family, no. Like my mom did some modeling back in the day. I have like her old headshots and stuff. She's perfect. My dad was doing music stuff, but not like in the world that we're in now, you know, like not right. In the entertainment business, but just kind of like doing their own thing. But yeah, I'm born and raised in LA and I feel like it's like so crazy. I was just talking to someone this morning who she was doing my makeup and she's from LA too. And we were talking about the fact that like people from LA are awesome. And the people that like come to LA and they're like, I'm from LA. And you're like, you're making us look bad. Get out of here. Uh-huh. Like, because I feel like LA people, they're like, oh, you're from LA. Ew. I'm like, no, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. I actually way prefer people from LA when I'm in LA. It's like that quote or whatever. It's like, we grew here, you flew here. Like,
there you go. Yeah, I need to get that tattooed on my arm.
You do. Okay, so I mean, as I was saying, you wear so many hats. I remember like, I am old enough to appreciate Vine and I loved Vine and I was obsessed with it. Actually, my fiance is like really obsessed with it and he was so excited about this. And you were like you were Vine to me in so many ways. And your fiance was also a Vine star. And so as far as I know, you guys were friends like way before you dated, right?
Yeah. So Matt and I actually met in 2006 and when he first moved to LA and we became friends and we were just like, I mean, we had a lot of the same friends and ran in the same circles. And then we didn't hang out for a very long time. I didn't see him for like, I don't know, 3 years or something. And I ended up seeing him at in my ex-boyfriend's store and he was working, or sorry, my ex-boyfriend's brother owned a store and Matt was working there. And I was like, oh my God, like, remember me? Oh my God, this is cool. And we became like best friends, fast best friends. And then I started doing Vines and he started doing Vines because I made him. I was like, get your own Vine, because he wanted to make Vines on my account. I'm like, bro, get your own Vine. Uh-huh. And then he ended up like, yeah, we just ended up becoming best friends that started doing Vines together. And people think that we like met on Vine, but we actually had a friendship before that. But anyways, yeah, now we're engaged.
It's crazy. I remember like looking, I remember watching your Vines and being like, there is no way these two are just friends. Like there's
that's
just
what everyone thought.
No, yeah. No way. So now like looking back on it, now that you guys are together, and I want to hear the story of like how it actually transitioned to that. But
yeah,
like, do you ever say to him, like, you for sure wanted to more than that, you know, like you always yes. wanted more.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, I mean, and he'll, if he was here, he would tell you this whole story with me, but it is a thing where he was like, he told me he loved me probably like 6 years into friendship. And it was like a shock to the system. I was actually going through a breakup at the time when he told me that. And I was just like, ooh, not the time. Like it was like uh-huh. such a fragile time for me. And so I was like, damn, like you are so amazing, but like, this is like not the moment that we're supposed to like start something like this. And mm-hmm. so it, 3 years later, or maybe like 4 years later, I was like, and he admitted, you know, the whole time, like that we were friends, he's like, yeah, like I've always had a crush on you or whatever. And I'm like, oh God. But then when I finally like realized that, I was like, I want like someone funny who understands me. I want like a best friend who's hot, that loves me, that treats me right. And then I was like, ah, it's Matt. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, it's so crazy that like the entire our entire friendship, I was just like blinded by our friendship. And then all of a sudden when I realized that he was my person, I was like, damn, he got me good. Uh-huh. Like, that's it's so funny. Yeah. It's so weird how like timing was truly just everything for us. And I'm really glad that I stuck to what my heart was telling me to do, because now I feel like we have such an awesome relationship. And if I didn't do that, we probably wouldn't be like as good as we are. Because yeah. like I had to tell him how it was. I was like, I still love my ex. Like what, you know, like that was hard, but it's perfect now. It like worked out great.
I love that. Did he have any like girlfriends in that time period where he was in love with you who like hated you because he was in love with you?
No. Well, he actually, so no, weirdly, there was like a couple girls who he like went on a couple dates with and they're like, you love Ariel. And he was like, yeah, you're right. The poor things. I was like, how was that date? No, but they knew. Like, I think it's like actually so sweet and so cute to think about that from like my perspective. For him, I'm like, I'm sorry, but you know, I don't know. It's really sweet.
That's like, so nice.
He stuck it out.
He really did.
Who
I mean, like,
that?
that's like if he wanted to, he really would. And he really did.
Yeah. It's so sweet. I love him. I'm going to get engaged to him. I'm just kidding. I'm going to get married to him. Hi.
Wait. So wait. Also, wow. Gorgeous ring. Love.
Isn't this so pretty?
Love.
It's like vintage. It looks like.
Oh, I love that.
It's a vintage diamond and it has like a little halo of diamonds around it. Oh my God. It looks huge right now.
It is gorgeous beyond.
Like, oh.
Did you have any hand in like picking it out?
Only this hand, baby. No, I didn't. I like the only thing he really knew is that I really love just like anything vintage, kind of like art deco, that kind of style. That's all he knew. And so he like made it with someone and designed it.
That's amazing. Like not even like a mom or a sister or a friend?
No. How crazy is that? Well, I do have a friend who I always compliment her ring, and it's very like very 50s looking and 60s. Like it's so cool. It's gorgeous. And I always compliment it. So he knew that I loved her ring and I was always like, oh, Kendra's ring is perfect. And so he kind of went like a similar direction, but it's so different. It's such a different ring, but they could be of the same time. Like, you know. Style-wise.
Totally.
Yeah.
He had some hints. I love
it. He got a little hint.
And So we love astrology on this podcast, and I happen to know that you are Libra.
I am.
Which makes me so happy. It makes my heart sing because I'm a Libra too.
Libras are so awesome. I'm going to be real with you. Like, I don't know much about astrology, but like, I know that I love Libras.
Yes.
Like, I know that for a fact.
I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just sit and talk to a Libra forever.
Forever. It's like
this podcast
is connection.
Never going to end.
Get ready, everyone.
Yeah, get ready.
But, and so Matt is a Gemini. Is that correct?
He's February 12th is his birthday.
Oh, okay. I'm very wrong.
Is that
he's
Pisces?
An Aquarius. He's
Aquarius.
An Aquarius.
Shit. Oh yeah. He's Aquarius. Okay.
Which is
that
actually,
a fish?
It's close to a fish. It might be a fish with legs, actually.
No, that's a Pisces.
Pisces is a fish, but Aquarius might also be a fish.
Aquarius
is
water, right? A water sign.
Oh, Aquarius is like two things swimming.
Oh yeah. Like little
parallel.
Sperms.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It's like two sperms.
Like little sperms. Got it.
That's a really good match though. And like, of course he was in love with you. I feel like Aquarians love Libras.
Oh, I love that. That's cute.
So tell us a little bit about just like the engagement. Like, were you surprised? Did you talk? Like, how much did you guys talk about your future before it happened? Because I feel like when you transition from like friendship to dating, like things happen quicker because you've already done the I love you and things like that.
Totally. So, I mean, one key thing to like why I think I needed that time, just like this will help my brain get to where we're going in this conversation. But like one key thing to me was I can't just casually date this person that I feel is already my family. Like I feel like this person is so close to me. Like you don't just casually date your best friend. Like you either marry them or you never talk to them ever again.
Yeah, literally.
And so I was like, I'm not fucking this all up just to like try to go on dates with him. So that's why it took so long. And I wanted to like explain that because it took a while for us to like actually start dating. But then once we were dating, we dated for about 2 years and then we got engaged in 2019, still engaged. Hi, how are you? Still wedding planning. Okay, cool. And our engagement was the biggest surprise to me. So we've been promising our podcast the engagement story and we still haven't told it. I like hold it so close to my heart. It was like such a special day. And that's something like we show everything on Instagram. He's ripping ass on Instagram. I'm like looking like a psychopath at all times. And like, this is like one thing that we haven't shared. And it's so crazy to have like a secret from like the people that think they know everything about us. It's crazy. And so it's kind of fun. We will tell the story soon, but I will say it was like the biggest surprise of my life. I'm really hard to surprise. I'm an only child. I like know everything. I see everything. I'm aware. I'm like, I can't believe he got me so good. And you know I was got because my nails were disgusting that day.
Oh, like, that's how you know.
I wouldn't have had literal dirt under my nails if I knew I was getting engaged. I was like showing off the ring. I'm like I didn't want to like go like this. So I'm like, eh.
Really funny.
It was, the best day ever. He surprised me with so many things, like so many elements of surprise. I know I'm like really being vague right now, but something that was really special though is that we got engaged. The day that we got engaged, I thought I was surprising someone. That's how he got me.
Oh, that's genius.
So like, it was pretty genius. So I was like, huh? Like, no, this is not my day. This is her day. Wait, what? No, why are you here? What are you doing? Like, I was crazy. I just called my head my eggs. My brain was scrambled eggs. Like, I was like, this is insane. So
that's
it was
amazing.
Very special.
And have you guys started wedding planning yet? I mean, I know you said it's been 2 years. So I imagine you've done like at least maybe hired a wedding planner.
No. So no, like, okay. I am not and have never been one of those girls to know anything about wedding stuff. Like I've never planned my wedding as a child. Like I have friends who have like a binder full of what they're going to have at their wedding. And I'm like, good for you because I'm at a loss. I have zero clue what's going on. I feel crazy. I don't even know how people get married. Like, you're engaged, right?
I'm engaged. Yeah. I might be married by the time this episode airs. So maybe I should just say I'm married. I don't want to jinx it.
Well, congrats, girl.
Thank you.
Wait, when are you getting married?
So in a week and a half.
Oh my God. Sorry. If you're like not trying to like tell everybody what your business,
I mean, it's now I definitely will air it after,
Oh my God. That's amazing. Yeah. How did you do it? How did you get anything done? I feel like it's a full-time job.
It is. And that's why
you have to have a wedding planner.
That's why you have to do it fast and be done, or just like, you know, from this point on, like do it like in the next 5 months, or like shotgun it or whatever, because we love the water bottle. Love the water bottle.
My love island. It just says that on it.
That's amazing. I love that you're still repping.
Dude, this thing is genius. I don't know if you have one.
I ordered one on like Etsy, but mine kept coming apart and then I had to like put it together.
No, this one, it's from this company, Frank Green. Frank Green. They make the new Love Island water bottles, and they are the most genius things ever. I drink so much water because of this thing. It's great. It's so fun. But it also doesn't have to be Love Island themed. They have like so many different colors. Anyways, I'm not trying to like do a free promo for Frank Green. But
they
also
should
it's
be
great.
Thanking you. But yeah, so like my tip would be like, just like, you know, do it all as fast as you can from like this point on. But like, and that way you can go back to like your real job, you know?
Right. And so I tried on wedding dresses. That's the only thing I've done for our wedding. I've tried on dresses at two different places, and it was the most fun I've ever had. I almost didn't want to invite anybody because I was like, I don't know. I just felt like it was weird to like have people watch me put on dresses and then be like, I don't know. And so I was like, I'm not inviting anyone. And my friend was like, you are so dumb. I'm coming. And I was like, okay, fine. And so I ended up inviting a few people, and it was the best day of my life.
It was so much fun. There's like nothing not fun about it, except like when you're like naked in between dresses, like they never, they didn't give you anything to like, so I'm just like, okay, hi everyone in my naked body.
Yeah, totally. I can't wait to see your pictures or whatever you do. I'm so excited for you. So I'm fun.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
There are a few companies that people love for working out in activewear that I'm sure are great, but they're not inclusive at all. And like my boobs can't fit in the cups, and like, it's just not fun to wear them. I feel like I'm squeezing into them, but I never, ever have had that experience with Girlfriend Collective. If you haven't heard of Girlfriend Collective, it's the best activewear company that creates responsibly sourced activewear for everyone, everybody, from size extra, extra small to 6XL. Everyone on their website is of all different shapes and sizes, and it's so amazing to go on there and just see your body or a similar body to yours represented. It's amazing, and they've got you covered from head to toe. Find pants with different compression levels for ultimate comfort. You can choose based on the workouts that you like, whether it's joggers, sweats. They also have beanies and cute sandals. I personally love their unisuits. I feel like those are really coming back, and like we're having a moment with those again, which is really nice. Just like, you know, the 90s are here to stay. And they also have a garment take back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving your pieces, which is a long time from now, obviously, you can send them back to be upcycled into new girlfriend gear, which is amazing. And I feel like we don't often look into the companies that we're using. Here, you know exactly that supporting Girlfriend and wearing these cute workout sets, which motivate you to work out, also are doing good things for the environment and just overall are from a good place. So for listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/acme. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/acme. That's girlfriend.com/acme, because you're my girlfriend, you know? I love the way that Arielle talks about her mental health, and it's so relatable. Sometimes you just wake up and you can't snap out of it. And vocalizing it is so important, not just to your loved one, but to someone who's a professional who can actually help. Another reason that I'm obsessed with therapy, all kinds of therapy, like any therapy that you name, I would try it 100%. Because why would I ever not want to better myself and grow and understand myself and have more self-awareness, which is where confidence comes from, you know? If you're struggling, if this year has been hard for you so far, if you're just like, I'm fucking over the weather in New York or wherever you live, and you're just like, seasonal depression is so real, I can't get out of it. Talkspace is such a great resource for your issues, whether it be mental, relationship issues, especially when you don't know what the issue is, you figure it out. Talkspace gives you unlimited access to a licensed therapist so you can clear up all your confusion and focus on what matters most, which is being the best person or partner that you can be. But more importantly, person, because you want to be good to yourself first. No relationship is perfect, as I discussed. And like with the right tools and insight, your relationships can get stronger every day. Not just romantic ones, your family, your friends, everything gets better when you do the work on yourself. So join Talkspace today and start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code ACME at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com with promo code ACME. You do not want to miss this offer because you really, everybody could use the help. Talkspace.com and promo code ACME. I also just want to remind you guys that my show is in New York City at Caroline's on Broadway, April 3rd. And the link is in the bio of my Instagram. So if you haven't gotten tickets, you really should. We've got amazing special guests. We're going to talk all about the wedding. See, I made you believe that we were going to talk about the wedding before the wedding. We're actually going to talk about it after the wedding. But if you don't want to hear about it, then I get it. We can talk about anything you want. And we're going to do live dating up profile consultations again. So if you liked last week's episode, this show is for you. Speaking of wedding planning and trying on dresses, and you clearly just like radiate confidence. And so many of our listeners are always like, how do I be confident? So do you have any tips of just like feeling good and confident?
I love that question. And that's such a huge compliment. And you know, I have my days where I'm like, too. Like, I think like we all, like I wouldn't be human if I didn't have those days, but I definitely like owe a lot of my confidence, I feel like, to my parents. They were so supportive of me just being me always. Mm-hmm. Like if I was being a freak, they were like letting me be a freak. If I was like really quiet and shy, they would just give me my space. Like they were so, I don't know. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing like, I just owe my confidence to my parents. They're just so supportive of me and like who I am. I mean, it's easier said than done, but like being yourself is hard for some people, I guess. And I haven't experienced not being able to be myself, but I think what's really important is like surrounding yourself with people that can let you be yourself. And like, that's a very blatant, there's a line where you go, oh, I am so relaxed with these people and I am so not relaxed with these people. I love to surround myself with people that I know I can just be my wholehearted self, so relaxed, so normal around. Like, yeah, there are scenarios where you go to like a party and like there's annoying people and you're like, I just don't feel like myself. Then you're just like out of whack in the first place. But if you're most of the time surrounding yourself with people that let you just be you and like your confident self, like that is your way into like straight up confidence, I feel like. And just like, even just forcing yourself to smile sometimes, even if you don't want to, like a smile is freaking confident. Truly. Like I have like a permanent smile on my face and people are probably like, why are you smiling? I don't know. I just like, I like it. It's fun. Yeah. And it makes me feel good. And I feel like even under my mask, like you don't even see my face, but I'm like this all the time. Like from here up, you're like, oh, that girl's smiling. I'm like, but yeah, I think, I don't know. Did that answer that question?
I think that is the best answer. I feel like it's like the smiling thing is also like you fake it till you make it. Like if you're smiling, like you'll be happy. You know, that's the beginning of it.
Yeah, totally.
So on the podcast, we do a little bit of rules when it comes to dating and things like that. Okay. But I'm curious, and we're going to do some rapid fire at the end. But I'm curious, because you and Matt were friends first, were there any like rules in the transition of friends to dating? Like, for example, you were like, oh, like I want to wait to like, well, I guess he met your parents, but like, you know what I mean? Like, was there anything, or did they all just fly out the window?
They were just out the window. Like, I wish I could give you anything on that. We were so, we knew everything about each other from day one. And then we already knew about each other's relationships. We knew about our bad relationships, our good relationships. So there was nothing that I could say that, or him, that I would be like, like that made me feel bad. Cause it's like, we've already gone through all that stuff. Like imagine dating your best friend that knows everything about you. It's like, it's crazy. You're just like, here we are.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, we're just like really, I feel like we're just pretty respectful with each other. We don't ever like, I mean, I guess one thing is like, we don't yell at each other. We don't get in fights. We don't let that happen. If we're mad at each other, we immediately just talk. We immediately are like, hey, that made me feel weird. And then we resolve it. And there's no like silent treatment. And I think that's something that we set from the very beginning, that we just weren't like that. And I think we also knew that we weren't like that anyways. So we just kind of like let it be like as if we were just friends and now we get to make out.
That's amazing. I feel like that's how every relationship should be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love it.
So like, I love the smiling. I love that you always have like a positive attitude. But as you said, like there are good days and bad days. When you're having like a bad mental health day, what's like your go-to to feel better?
Oh my God. Talking to Matt, telling people around me, like actually vocalizing when I'm not feeling good just helps. I mean, I used to not do that at all and be like, oh my God, this is the way I'm going to feel forever. You know, or like I have really bad periods where like I will get so low on myself and like I'll just like burst into tears or like say some shit I don't mean or like just be, it's just like that thing where you're like, why? And those days are actually, sometimes they're not even on my period. It's just like a random day and I'm like, what happened? It could be hormones, it could be stress, it could be whatever. Those days I just say it out loud and that usually really helps me. And if Matt, you know, comes in the room, I'm like, I like blurt it out. I'm like, I'm having a horrible anxious day. I don't know what's going on. I just wanted to like tell you so that you know where my head's at. And then he knows to be like gentle or like he knows not to be like, you know, is everything okay? Like, no, cause it's not. Like I actually had a shitty day and I don't know why, but you know, it is what it is. It's interesting. And also I heard this person say the other day, it was something about how people need to realize that like, just because you're having,
Is it like, just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you have a bad life or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like something like that. And like, but that can be taken so many different ways, but also it can be like, it's like, those moments that I'm having, I can tell myself this is a temporary feeling because I had it last month. This is a temporary feeling because I had it last week. This is a temporary feeling because I was feeling shitty this morning and now I feel great. So like, you know, the roller coaster of like life is freaking crazy.
But
yeah, I mean, obviously I could be like, keep positive. But like, dude, I had a horrible day the other day where I just, and for no reason, I just woke up and I was like, I'm sad. I was just sad. And then I told Matt and just telling him made me feel better.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that's so important, especially when you're dating a guy, because like they are not mind readers. Like we are, but they're not, you know?
We are though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like,
we always know. We always know. So I've dated comedians before and it was not good. And I just feel like sometimes there are some professions that like are difficult to date. You dated a musician. Is that something that you would recommend?
I wouldn't not recommend it. To be honest with you, I think it just depends on the actual human being. Like, it doesn't matter if they're a musician or if they're a comedian or if they're freaking a lawyer. Like, they are who they are. It's like the lawyer could be doing the same shit as the musician.
So true.
It's
so
like,
true.
You don't, you know, like, I don't want to like, it's probably easier for the musician to do what they want. But I also just think it really depends on the person. Like, I had a great relationship with a musician and it was so awesome, you know, like, but yeah, I mean, I think I've heard horror stories of like, well, they went on tour and then cheated on me. Like, I luckily didn't have any of that, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't not recommend it, but I also wouldn't be like, go date a musician.
Right. Do you believe, or like, does Matt believe, I guess you could speak for both of you, in keeping like friendships with exes? Or are you like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not like, I'm not out there trying to hang with all my exes, but if he was like, oh, I dated this girl and we're going to go, I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't care. Or if they talked or something, I don't really care about stuff like that. And neither does he. I feel like I have so many friends that I have like dated in my life that are still in my life that it's just obvious that like that didn't work out. And now I'm with this person so we can all hang. So like, we've never had a problem with that.
Yeah. But I'm like impressed that you would be like, okay with him grabbing dinner with a girl he had dated. I feel like that's like a little more.
No, because he loved me the whole time.
True. So no, that's facts.
It didn't work out when he was single. So it's definitely not going to work out when he's actually
nothing's gonna
with
change
me.
Now. That's so true. Okay, let's talk about Love Island for a hot second. Sure. You are the host of Love Island USA. That is like incredible. I remember hearing that Love Island, which started in the UK, was coming to the USA. And I was like, who's going to be the host? Like, I need to know. I was like, who is it going to be?
Yeah.
And when it was you, I was like, that is a perfect choice. Like, that is a perfect choice. Not only because you're Libra, but because you're hilarious. Were you a fan of Love Island UK before?
Yeah. So randomly before, so I hadn't watched a ton of it, but I was like, oh my God, this show is so good. It's so genius. Like, put a bunch of hot people on an island. Like, yes. And that wasn't really happening before they did it. Like, now everyone's putting lovers on an island. Like, I feel like that's such a thing now. But like, I watched the UK one. I was like, this is genius. I love it. And then once I had my first audition, I really dove in. I was like, okay, now I really want to know like how this show works. And then I got hooked on that one. And then I was in the process of auditioning for it at the same time. And I was like, I really want to book this. And yeah, so I mean, I'm a fan of both of them. I love them all. Even like the Australian one. Have you watched that one?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll take anything that they put out there, honestly. Were you dating Matt when you started hosting it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause I was going to say like you were definitely hit on all the time by the contestants, but maybe you still were, honestly.
Still was. It's so fun. I love like coming out there and they're like, oh, is that a new person? And then I'm like, someone's going home. Like, I love it.
That's the best ever. Who was your favorite Love Island couple like to come out of any of it?
Well, they're broken up now, but I love Johnny and Sally.
Very cute.
From season two. I mean, I love all the couples that come out of it. Are any of them still together though? I feel like everyone, well.
The ones from this past season are.
Yeah. So Cachet and.
Cash and Cinco.
And Cinco. Yeah. They're like still together, right?
They are. And I thought the people who left, Josh and Shannon.
Oh my God. Josh and Shannon were perfect. And I'm so sad that they had to leave. And like,
know,
what happened was so horrible.
Sad.
I mean, like, family stuff. That was so, so sad. I love them too. Oh my God. They are, Josh, he's perfect.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
The baby.
Okay. Bieber. You love Bieber. I love that you love Bieber. And you dressed up as Bieber for Halloween and ran into Bieber.
I sure did. How do I even explain this? I was going to a friend's house and he knew, like, I dress up like Justin Bieber every year for Halloween, like 6 years in a row. And I'm him, like a different version of him every year. And so like 2 years ago, I was like wedding Bieber. And then like the next year I was Drew Bieber. And then this year I was like, well, I'll be Holy Bieber from the Holy video. So like I put dirt all over my face and like a, you know, thermal Love shirt it. With like overalls. And I go to my friend's house, Jason Kennedy, who is really close with the Biebs. And we're going to go to this party together, all of us, like a huge group of us. And so I go to Jason's house. And in my mind, I was like, that'd be crazy. Like, they're friends. Like, what if he's there? You know? And so I'm dressed like Holy Bieber. And I'm walking down the hallway into their living room. And I see this like teddy bear jump over the couch. Like this man dressed as a teddy bear. I see someone fly over the couch. And I was just like, okay, you know, whatever. Coming down the hallway towards the couch. And then like these pillows pop up and Justin Bieber pops up in a teddy bear costume. And I was like, no, like I like still, it's like so fun for me because like, what a moment. Like I've been dressing Such like this moment. Guy for 6 freaking years and I love him. I think he's like a great musician. I think he's like so handsome. I love him and Haley. I think they're just the cutest and all the things. I just love that. And I also love being a fan of something because it just makes me feel young. Like I would fangirl so hard over like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and shit. And like, women our age, like we don't have shit like that to like fangirl over, or you have secret fangirl moments. I love being like an open fangirl and being like Justin Bieber. And so, so he pops up and I'm just like tears in my eyes. I'm just like, I can't. And then we ended up like going to the same place. It was so freaking fun. And the DJ like played Holy and I was like, now is my chance to live my truth.
That is amazing.
So I danced to Holy in front of Justin Bieber and all my dreams came true that day.
That is truly a dream come true. I feel like you for sure manifested that for yourself by dressing as him every year. Like it had to pay off.
I also like don't think I can dress up like him ever again because like now it would just be weird. You know, like I've already done it.
Not even weird, but like you had like the pinnacle moment. So it's like, how could it get better?
Now I'm like, well, should I just start dressing like Shawn Mendes? I don't know.
Yes.
Until
manifest who you want to meet next. Yeah. If it's Shawn Mendes, that's who you need to dress as.
Shawn's a hottie, but I feel like I would like Jim Carrey, like just be Jim Carrey and just manifest that I'm going to meet Jim Carrey on Halloween someday.
I could actually see you doing a really good Jim Carrey.
Oh yeah. Like me doing like Ace Ventura with like a tutu on.
Oh yeah.
Like a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh wow. I hope to see that. I really do. You definitely should. Okay. So we're going to do some fun rapid fire poll questions, but real quick before you had mentioned that you and Matt want to keep some things private, like your engagement story. Is there anything else that you choose to keep private as a couple?
I can't think of things out of the thin air, but I'm thinking like maybe, I don't know. What do you guys keep private?
Honestly, not a lot.
I know. I'm kind of the same. I'm like, do we?
I guess like one thing, because we're getting married and I wonder if you're dealing with this too. Everyone's like, when are you going to start having babies? Like babies, 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 babies.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's so many scary things that could possibly happen that you just don't tell anyone if you are or not.
Oh,
you know?
Got it. Yeah. I think I mean, I'm pretty open about like the baby stuff just because I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to have kids. I have no idea. Like God's plan. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't say like next month, but I do want to have kids. And like people always ask us that. And I'm like, yes, I also want to adopt a kid. So I feel like if we say we like had a kid or adopted a kid, like I would want to keep that kid very private for as long as you can.
Oh,
I
think me too.
That would be more, but then also you want to have fun and like make videos with them. Like, I don't know.
The worst though, and I wonder if this annoys you too, is when people post their kid but blur out their face. It's like, just don't post the kid.
Yeah. Literally, a friend of mine does that. And I'm like, what's the point of posting that photo? Like, show the kid's face or get him out of here.
Or don't know, but really. Okay, let's do some rapid fire. poll questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Your friend, who's also your roommate, seems to be distancing themselves from you. Do you say something or just let it be?
I 1000% say something.
Yeah. But like, what if they want to distance? That's like what I'm always curious.
Then I'm going
like,
to make them tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Because fair. I'm like, I'm not just going to sit here and like be like, oh, now things are weird and I don't know about it. Like, no, you're being weird. Tell me why.
Right. And like, if you don't want to be friends, it's fine. Just like tell
totally.
Me.
Oh, yes. I'm all about growing, like growing as humans and just like being so mature about stuff.
I agree. I love that. If you live with a roommate, you have a right to be annoyed with them / not want them to have strangers or random people from bars stay over at your apartment? Or is it not fair because it's also their apartment?
I feel like that comes with the territory of having roommates. I think it's like, you just gotta hope that you get a roommate that you guys agree on, like how you live, coexist, because like that can be very hard. I did have a roommate who always had people over and it did suck. Like I was like, this sucks, but I'm not like, who am I to say? Like I moved into her apartment. Like she already lived there and she needed a roommate. I moved in. She had people over every freaking day and not just people, like random people, like strangers from bars and shit. And, but they were all, it was always fine and nice, but I, like nice people. But I was just like, I just like want to like walk around in my underwear. Like, you know, like who's that guy?
Totally.
So it comes with the territory, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're setting an alarm, this is so important. Do you set a new alarm or do you just readjust an existing alarm?
I set a new alarm. I have like,
so you must have like 7 million alarms.
000. Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like 601. 602, 603.
Me too.
But like, yeah, I don't, even if it's 6 o'clock every day, I just set a new one.
Yeah, fair. I think people either just do one or the other. Okay, you noticed that your significant other was liking their ex's thirst trap photos on Insta. Is that a reason to break up? Yes or no?
No. I mean, is that a yes or no question? Because no, it's not a reason to break up. I mean, is it maybe for you, it's a reason to have a conversation, but like not to break up.
Definitely have a conversation.
Yeah.
At the very least. Like maybe they're liking the pictures because they feel bad for them because like no one liked them.
There you go. We're just giving them good excuses. Right. Like
that's delusional. Do you feel like your family knows your true self or just the person you are around them?
They definitely know me. Yeah. They know
me. True self. Mm-hmm. True or false, you know who your friends are when you don't show up for them and they love you anyway.
True. Heck yeah.
My therapist told me that today.
Oh, I love that. That is so true.
Okay. Do you use emojis in regular text combos or only occasionally?
Only occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And last but not
least. I like how serious you are. You're like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very important. I use them probably too much. If you're in, but does it count as an emoji if it's a person going like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's an emoji.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not like, I'm not like smiling. I'm just like, I don't know.
Actually, yeah. You know? Well, I think that is the epitome of using emojis in a conversation then.
Right.
You
true.
Know?
Yeah. True. So for you and Matt, do you think that you should give each other equal Valentine's Day gifts or he should give you more?
He should give me more.
I agree. I love it.
I love giving, but I also love receiving. I'm like, yeah. I want presents. It's
about us.
Day.
Right.
Like, I think Christmas, it's like equal, but like Valentine's Day is for the ladies.
I agree. And like, yeah, he should be lucky if he gets like chocolate.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
This was amazing. Ariel, do you have a quote or piece of advice that you could leave our listeners with?
I would say, be you because no one else is going to be. What? That's the worst quote. I don't know.
No, I love that.
True. Like, just be you. Like, that's how you're going to be. Like, you're literally going to be live your best life if you're just like being true to yourself. So that's my piece of advice.
I love it. Where can everyone find you, follow you, watch you, listen to you, and maybe one day hear the engagement story?
Yeah, right. You can follow me at Ariel. It's just my first name on Instagram.
How did you get that, by the way?
I honestly, like, my agent must have killed someone. I don't know. I'm like, how did you get my name's kind of like, not a lot of people have that exact name. So I think it was easier than people think. I don't know. My agent was like, I got your first name. I was like, sick. And that was it.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
I also want to mention, I started a beauty line. And I wanted to shout it out because I'm so happy about it. And it's this like little chapstick. So you can also follow my beauty line on, it's Rel Beauty on Instagram. And I'm love just it. Like, I'm loving it and I'm loving promoting it right now. And so I just wanted to give it a shout out. Look how cute it is. Hi.
It's so cute. I mean, if it gives us your skin, then we're all in.
It's a little tinted lip balm and it's,
I love it.
From my dreams. Anyways, yeah, where else can they find me? I mean, watch Love Island. We also have a podcast, my fiance and I. It's called Riled Up with Ariel and Matt, but we haven't done it in a while. We got to bring it back.
We've been
busy.
Busy is good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're awesome.